after the turn of the century, from the Baylor Miskatonic University, came a roar and a thunder, made the whole place shake, like a sleeping great old one coming awake. Out of our world, from far out in space, a huge winged thing with tentacles on his face. So many men tried, so many men died, or got locked up in asylum when their brains were fried. 10, 20, 30, 40,000 or more, the dread Cthulhu was runner of the score. Adventurers died very stupidly. You can't play Call of Cthulhu like D&D. In the nick of time, a scholar arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew around the world, he couldn't relax, seeking mind-crippling manuscripts and artifacts. 10, 20, 30, 40,000 or more, the dread Cthulhu was running up the score. Adventurers died very stupidly. You can't play Call of Cthulhu like D&D. Now Snoopy swore he'd defeat that god, so he researched this giant slimy hexapod. He met Cthulhu at the Arkham City line, and while the old one was laughing, he got out an elder sign. He flailed his claws, but he'd been bound in accordance with the ancient laws. Snoopy cast a spell and opened up a gate, and Cthulhu got sucked through to meet his fate. 10, 20, 30, 40,000 or more, the dread Cthulhu was running up the score. Adventurers died very stupidly. You can't play Call of Cthulhu like D&D. Well, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 or more, the dread Cthulhu was running up the score. Adventurers died very stupidly.